Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Mike Tirico, NBC. 49ers win 30. You can't hold off for one minute.
But you know what? I'm just excited. My bad.
Why? Why are you excited?
I was just in an arena with almost 100,000 people.
72.
A stadium. I rounded up. Just watching stuff.
Did you have the whole section to yourself? I saw where your seats were.
No, I was up there with God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, why would you judge? You see shame in me. There's not a
I don't see Levi's. Shame you.
Yeah.
I sat in the third level with you once at a
in
game.
The pigeon.
This sucker.
Oh, boy. But anyway, hey, not a bad seat at Levi's. And Stoney, I'm just fired up. I left
a night game.
I left the football game and then went home to watch the Warriors.
How'd they do?
I'm like, wow, you can't keep losing at home. We'll get to them.
A couple things. We'll get into some sound of this game. I got a route on the table.
Brought to you by Atco.
We got to start using Garendo in the red zone. I mean, they'll get McCaffrey back, and hopefully he's fine. But
I mean, he's a touchdown machine.
Yeah.
You think, were good last night, Stoney.
You know what? I'm about to say it. I'm about to use the John Tortorella. Mason just stinks in the red zone. I don't know what it is. He just stinks. I don't know why. He just stinks.
He could be a byproduct stinks of in the everything red zone. Around him. They stink in the red zone.
They had two touchdowns on the ground.
Night.
Yeah. He didn't.
Well, they were playing the poorest Dallas Cowboys with no Micah Parsons nor DeMarcus Lawrence.
I think Garendo gives him something.
Yeah.
He does. He's fast.
Oh, no. I like him. I just wonder what's his role going to be along with let's be honest. Who's the number two back when McCaffrey comes back? It's J.P. Mason.
If he's healthy.
Well, I give you that.
I mean.
I give you that.
But that's the issue. He could have played in the second half last night, and they elected not to.
I'll give you that.
888-957-9570 is the number, and the San Francisco 49ers raised their record to 4-4 with the victory over the Dallas Cowboys. This from the 707. To me, I got to disagree with this one last night.
Give it to me.
To me, Bosa is still not playing up to par. Bosa.
Well, let's just talk about that for a second, Stoney, because we'll get to him later after the game. But, he's the highest paid defensive player in the league. So with that alone comes great expectations, right? So he had a sack, but I just think of, all the guys on the Jerome Browns, the Reggie Whites, the Strahans, and maybe that's unfair, the TJ Watts. But I know Dak was under duress, and I won't sit here and say I didn't see Nick Bosa, because I did, Stoney. Three total tackles, two solo. But if we just wanted to give him a letter grade for this season, I would just hit the plus sign on the calculator. Like, I feel like you could do more.
But it sounds like you're afraid to give him a grade. What's a plus sign on the he's got to be a plus.
You know what? I give him a C plus.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, C plus. And he might be like, goo, I got no damn help, bruh. Hargrave went down.
I give him a little higher than that, but that's just me.
Yeah, but not an A.
No, like a B, though. Right. I think he's been pretty good. I think he's been pretty good. 888-957-9570 is the number. How about we take a listen to Kyle Shanahan's post-game speech to the team after the game? And this is all of 30 seconds, once again proving that these guys don't address the team for long periods of time after games.
Hey, yeah, you guys know how bad we needed that, man. It's been a tough week. You guys have fought through it, man. Everything that went in that game, we've earned it. All right, all three phases, big-time deal, man. All right, we just want to come back and get on a roll, get some of you guys back, get healthy, and keep going. You guys feel what I'm saying?
Hey, thank you for celebrating my holiday with me. Yeah, a lot of touchdowns, all the spikes. You, buddy. It's all about the tight ends today. But thank you guys so much. Enjoy your bye week. 9-3-1-2-3!
All right, that's George Kittle. Wow. That gets too much play.
What you mean?
Tight end day. But good for him.
You think that's why they picked up the flag? This is a thought I asked. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know I've been consistent with you. This bigger than Dallas. It's bigger than the Niners. When a grown-ass licensed official throws a flag, something went through his mind.
Right.
And something he saw where he said, I got to throw the flag.
Okay.
There's no discussion. And I hate it. It makes me think stuff is rigged or fixed. There should be no discussion. If Evan throws a flag, you and I don't go huddle up with Evan to say, you sure? I've seen it like this. No, it's a flag. Let's keep it moving. I'm seeing too much of this, man.
But what if they got it right?
Well, why would you throw the flag is right.
Well, in the end,
you saw it.
Because maybe he didn't have the right angle on it. I know in the NBA, they're taught when a call is made that the other two refs may not think is for sure. You go over to the ref and say, did you see everything? Do you need help on that? And the ref probably said, well, that was offensive pass interference. And the other two said, well, we kind of saw it too, but we didn't throw the flag because we thought he got pushed into him. All right, let's pick up the flag. I guess in this case, on that play, partner,
four eyes are better than two because two guys threw the flag.
I mean, we see refs throw the flag all the time, and it's not a great call. So I don't have a problem with them picking up the flag if they get it right. Yeah. And Terry McCauley, the official guy in the booth, said he thought they got it right. Now, Chris Collinsworth was a little more skeptical of that, saying, man, if we're letting that go, then I think you're going to see more and more plays like that. That's kind of what Chris Collinsworth
had to say. Do you have a problem with me or anybody? Because I was there, Stoney, no different than anybody watching on TV. I felt like this was a beatdown, and the score was more closer. Gives you more of an indication that the game was closer than that.
Yeah, I think the 49ers pretty much dominated the game. I thought, you know, if you want to take the stats and think about what the score should have been, yeah, Niners probably should have won by at least two scores in that game, but
three or four in the red zone.
This is George Kittle, and he's talking about maybe the part of the San Francisco 49ers that we've got to give credit to, if for no other reason than keeping this team afloat right now.
You know, I think all of our rookies kind of stepped up. Isaac was phenomenal. You know, I always just yell at him, just, hey, you ran 0.01 seconds slower than Raheem Mostert. Always just strive for that speed when you're running the ball. And he did a really good job of that today. He took advantage of those, and I think he got more comfortable the more reps he got, you know, each and every rep. And he's just going to keep getting better with all the reps that he gets. And so that was awesome. I thought Ricky played really well, you know, just for him to be out there. He took advantage of his opportunities. That the run that he had, being able to set up my block to be able to then go downfield, is fantastic. So I thought, and, you know, Jake Cowan and the punt return stuff was incredible. You know, he got ran into, and they didn't throw a flag on that one. But, you know, I thought you just catching every punt, getting vertical. I thought he was doing a really good job for us, too. And, you know, Pooney's pretty good.
Wow, look at him.
Yeah, Pooney's so good you don't notice him.
Man.
which is
Dallas didn't get home,
which means he was really pretty good.
A couple things.
Oh boy,
what we got?
You got a Comcast business text line.
I don't have it up.
Oh,
I've been doing good.
Well, I don't
even
have to share it with you and get you mad.
I don't get mad. We're in the toy store of life.
Well, you got mad the other day
about.
Which time was it? Let me look at my list of four things.
But what's
you
this one? I don't have it.
Goo.
Oh, the official. I think it's Dibs. So I'm going to save his phone number. Go
Goo, you were just raving about Bosa last game having 14 pressures, and now you're giving him a C+. Wow.
Get the calendar right.
Wow.
That was 2 weeks ago, bud. That was 2 weeks ago where he got the 14 pressures against Seattle. I'm telling you, I didn't see him against Kansas City. Miss me with that. Get your facts straight and get back to me.
All right, 213, get back to him.
Yeah, how about those apples, 90? Green apples.
Yeah, he's better. Yeah. He's better than the C+.
Yeah,
that's all right, though.
Yeah,
I get it.
But you're not offended.
He took off a grade for the hat. That's fine.
We got to give it its true time. We'll get to it.
Okay, we can get to it now. It'll take about 18 seconds.
Why would you take the moment or be selfish to take the moment away from your teammates? One. And then two, stand on business. If you're going to wear the hat, stand on business. Talk about it when you wear that same hat at the presser when you went to the podium. You switched hats and then you said, it's an important time. I don't want to talk about it. But man, you just put those three guys, and I don't care what their affiliation is, if they even have one, Stoney, you put them in a bad spot. That wasn't about you. And then you're going to come in with that on. And then when it's time to really say something about it, which he could have, he kind of just, you know, didn't meet the moment. I don't want to talk about it. I just thought that was Weasley.
If you don't know what we're talking about, after the game on ESPN, the sideline reporter, this is where you're great, I stink.
Well, it was NBC.
Who was it?
It was NBC.
It was,
That was at the
what
game.
What was her name?
I forget.
She's very good. Oh, gosh. Evan, what was the sideline reporter's name? She's a big boy. For the game last night.
Melissa Stark.
Thank you. So Melissa Stark was interviewing three 49ers after the game, and Bosa came over with a Make America Great Again hat, and he just pointed to it, and they all laughed.
And he wasn't a part of it at all. He just...
Right.
Yeah. I don't know, Stoney.
What was that all about, Nick?
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk too much about it, but I think it's an important time.
What the... Wow, man! Give me one more time.
One more time.
No, I mean, it's definitely a little easier nowadays, but no, I don't feel too inclined to do that.
Easier because
just a different climate.
Too inclined to do that, which he meant get political.
Yeah. Well, you did when you stuck your noggin in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
We got one more month. It'll be over. We'll have a new president.
We got 8 days.
There's going to be some drama, so it'll be delayed.
So I guess what I'm hearing is people wanted him to, if he's going to wear the hat after the game, wear it to the podium.
That's all, Stoney.
Well, you wear it to the podium, and then it becomes a monster story. Like, he kind of got lost a little bit last night.
Well, we can't. I mean, this is San Francisco. We can't ignore the ghost of Kaepernick and him expressing himself and what that cost him, if you believe that cost him his career. And then you come in with this. That's why I felt insulted. I felt like, Bosa, if you're going to do that, you're a grown-ass man, have some words. You could have said whatever you wanted. But to say what you did, I don't want to talk about it. It's a very important time.
It's an important time.
But you talked about it with your hat. You talked about it by putting that hat on.
Yeah.
And now you don't want to back it up? That's just my two cents. That's why I thought it was cowardice. I was like, come on, man.
What if he would have had a Kamala hat on?
I wouldn't. The same. Speak on
really?
It. Yeah.
I wonder.
So, now that hurt me.
No, I do.
This has nothing to do with, I don't agree with who he's affiliated with. Just stand on it. If you're going to be that bold and hijack the interview, and you know what's coming with that, I feel like you let people, let them down by not speaking on it.
That's what trolling is, isn't it? Just kind of sticking something out there and then being like, don't worry about it. Let's go to Coach in Vallejo.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, what's up, Coach? How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well.
Talk to
and,
us.
And, you know, okay, watching that game yesterday, you know, Steiny was right that when you're speaking last week, 49ers should have blown this team out. You're looking at possibly the worst team in football. Last in rushing and last in rushing defense. They are not getting any better at all. They quit all the time. Dak Prescott, oh my goodness.
Told you,
and,
Coach.
You know, Brock Purdy was extremely ordinary yesterday. Nothing exceptional, nothing, you know, great or anything like that. And Guru, being a Cowboys fan like myself, you knew Dak was not going to come through yesterday.
It's incredible.
You knew Dak was going to choke. And even after the game, you know what? He said he wasn't even concerned. Now, what great athlete is not concerned when they lose? All the great ones hate losing.
Yeah.
But Dak doesn't care. He's got his $3 million plus per game contract. He's built in a new mansion. He just got engaged to his lovely fiance. All's good in his world.
Yeah.
There's no incentive for him to be better.
Yeah, that's
and
real.
That's what it is. That hurts me. I think great athletes need an incentive to play. Play for a championship. Play for your contract. Play for something. Dak doesn't even care. And he and CD, I think they actually hate each other.
Wow.
What do you think, guys?
No, that's bad. I know we're not in the Metroplex, Donnie, but I believe there's something going on between those two.
Dak told Dallas fans to hang in there. They're not going to fade away.
Okay. That's good. And I love family. You know that. You've met them. I love kids. I'm a dad three times over. But Dak's also had a brand new baby. And I feel like when you go through that phase of your life, you can leave the job, even if you're failing at it. You can forget about it as soon as you get home because now you got, you know, I'm freshly married. I got a baby. I you know, that hunger, I believe, wanes a little bit, Stoney.
Would you say that for all married players?
No,
who
I
have
wouldn't.
Children?
No, I wouldn't.
But Dak, you're singling out.
Yeah, Brock could get married and have kids, and he'll still be the same dude. That fire will be lit. That zest.
I am so, I couldn't believe they had the ball. You text, what did you put? Oh, well, I sent you something, a receipt my neighbor had on the game. And I was like, there's no way this is about to happen. And sure enough, they didn't get 1 yard on four and out, not three and out, four and out.
I mean, that's the.
And they had, why were they rushing? There was 3:05 left. And we didn't talk about this sequence. Dallas was up 10-6 into the first half. They win the coin flip, and McCarthy's getting killed right now too, Stoney, because he doesn't know when to not take the ball. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, they were rushing. They had like 2 minutes, 2:05. Relax, you got your timeouts, and they went three and out.
Well, not, oh, in the first half.
The first half. Like, what if you would have got three there? You're up a touchdown. What if you got seven?
What if he throws a pick?
Why did they panic? He's $60 million. That should be the last thing you're thinking about. Throw a pick? I don't know, Stan. I think you're coming around to see how putrid. It's not just him. They are.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, was that good enough for you last night? Or are you really trepidatious about the way that game almost ended? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. This is Kyle Shanahan on Isaac Garendo, rookie.
That did a great job. Came in, he was ready to go. JP got banged up. JP tried to come back and maybe could have, but Isaac was rolling and did a good job.
All right, so that's Shanahan on Isaac Garendo, who had a big night filling in for Jordan Mason.
Man, Stoney, I heard them compare Garendo's speed, because in real time, I know our guy ran track, Mostert at Purdue. He was world-class track sprinter. But I don't see Garendo. He's not slow at all, but I don't see that burst like I do or I saw with Mostert. But I'll watch the film tonight again, the game back, and see. But if they're saying he's that fast, then I'm missing something. And he almost took one home, should have took one home against the Seahawks. So I don't know why I'm acting brand new, but I want to see that run last night, because he had a few holes. And like Coach said in Vallejo, Stoney, Dallas is so – they're the worst in running the ball, and they can't stop the run. So that's a recipe for disaster.
This is George Kittle talking about what the 49ers were working on this week.
Small, consistent steps in the right direction lead to great results, and this was just one step. It's a long season. Being able to be, we were 5-3 last year going into the bye, 4-4 this time. I know I think we all wish our record was a little bit better, but that's just where it is. That's our reality. And getting a win tonight was huge, and you know, gives you confidence. You know, I think there's a lot of things that we're going to try to clean up, myself included. But I think we're taking steps in the right direction.
George Kittle,
I'll tell him. I think he's right, Stoney.
On the team that goes to 4-4 last night. That's by the way, somebody just texted in on the Comcast business text line. Oh yeah, by the way, I think video instant replay is trash. I mean, am I the only one that thinks Purdy didn't get in on the sneak?
Wow,
even after the replay, it was like his elbow's down.
And what about the Cowboy defender on the punt team? Clearly making
missed.
Contact yeah. with the punt. Like, how does that go unmissed?
Well, it went missed.
Yeah.
Not the opposite.
I got it, too.
Okay. Oh. Oh, boy. Is this true? Gudak is not married?
Well, he's engaged.
Oh, well, should still have the fire then.
They sleep together in the same bed.
You don't know that.
Dude,
you don't know what kind of Christian
he
is.
They got a kid.
Is. Allegedly.
Yeah. Isn't it funny that Whoopi is included in all the whatever you.
Did you just say Whoopi?
Yeah. Whatever.
Is this the dating game?
No, I'm just saying, whoever religion you are, we all agree on one thing, the Whoopi. Yeah.
what do you think about this, 49er fans? This is from the 650 on the Comcast business text line. I'm not satisfied until we play a complete game. We had three bad quarters of football. We blew them out in one quarter, and that won us the game. If we want to beat great teams, then we need to play well in all four quarters. I mean, that's true.
Now, what about if I rebuttal to that? Okay, talk to us when we're healthy, and you'll get that complete game. Would you meet me halfway there? Like, Stoney, it's incredible. Debo walked off, and I know it's football, but guys keep coming in and out. But To the Niners' credit, they didn't wilt. And imagine what we'd be talking about. The phone lines would probably break had Dallas won that game and the Niners are 3-5. Just think about that. So to me, that's what this was about, Stani. It's the battle of attrition. And right now, what we didn't talk about is what else happened around the National Football League in regard to the NFC West. You see the Rams. We saw what they did Thursday. I didn't think they were going to win that game. Now Seattle coming back down to earth. But what about Arizona? Got a big win in Miami. So there was no room for the Niners to kind of slip up and trick this one off. And they didn't.
If you're concerned about the division, I wouldn't be. And the reason is because you have every opportunity to win that division and make the playoffs. And you're fortunate that you're in the division you're in. So take advantage of it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's kind of the way I look at it. And we had that funny clip of John Lynch that I would play a lot about how being a Super Bowl team is something you have to earn every year.
Well, Tim.
And the reality of the situation is that the 49ers, as of right now, aren't a Super Bowl team. I wouldn't consider them a Super Bowl contender at 4-4, but it doesn't matter because it's only week 8. Can they be a Super Bowl contender by week 12? I mean, the way I'm starting to look at this team is that they were coming off a Super Bowl loss. That was affecting them. That's affected them. They're coming off an offseason in which Williams didn't show up and Ayuk held in and McCaffrey has been hurt all the time. They're missing Hargrave. They're missing Ayuk, Juwan Jennings, Hufanga, Moody. It's like you're not going to get, chances are, a complete game right now from the San Francisco 49ers. It's not about that right now because they're not good enough maybe to play a complete game just yet with this personnel, with 6 rookies playing as much as they did. So what is it about then? It's about surviving the middle part of this season. Can you get to 6-4, 6-5? Yeah. And then you start getting players healthy. And then by week 13 or 14, you start looking at this team saying, well, now we're starting to click on all cylinders. I mean, that's what the year has come down to. You're not 6-2. You're 4-4. So the games are still incredibly important, and you got to win the games that you feel like you deserve to win. And if Tampa Bay fits that bill, you got to go in there and win in 2 weeks.
Do you feel like this means anything? Because to me, it does. The fact that we've seen different circumstances, but Kyle Shanahan and the Niners 3-5 and get it back and go to a championship game. 3-4,
wait,
turn
what?
It around. We've seen the Niners a couple years ago, 3-4 and 3-5, and turn it around. Now, I know it was a different cast of characters, but still the fact that it was the same coach has me oozing confidence that this is, now that they're 4-4, Stani, they can do the same thing this year. It's just about, really this time to me, health. Not when guys get back. Can they stay when they get back?
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners 30, Cowboys 24. They're now 4-4, which puts them even with Seattle, but they have the tiebreaker against Seattle. Of course, they have losses to the Rams and to the Cardinals, so they're going to have to make up for that. But the 49ers were really good in the third quarter last night, and it was enough to win the game for them. And they rode the win on the backs of a lot of young players that weren't even on the team last year. I mean, maybe that's the way we got to think about it. Who was in large part responsible for that win last night? Well, Garendo was. He's a rookie. Pearsall was good. He's a rookie. Mustafa, his role seems to be increasing game by game. Green and Cowing were solid. Pooney, of course, is somebody we don't even talk about. So I see a team that survived the first half of the season despite really not playing great football and missing some key guys here and there, which every team's got to deal with. And it bit them a little bit here and there early, but hey, they still have everything in front of them and everything's
facts
at hand if you look at it that way. 888-957-9570. I also want to get into I got an update on Christian McCaffrey. I'll play on the other side. The goal is Tampa Bay, but we'll see if that's going to be realistic or not. 888-957-9570. How do you look at it, Niner fans? That's a win we needed, or boy, that fourth quarter, they made it scary again, and at some point, it's going to cost us, so you still have a lot of concern. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, and it's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Third and four, Prescott moves the pocket, throws on the run, sideline! Going up to Dragon, is he inbounds? Yamador Lenore ruled inbounds, a spectacular interception.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was a heck of an interception by Lenore on that play, and the 49ers ended up scoring after they got the ball there to give themselves a little two-score advantage. 30-24, Niners. How you feeling, Goo? I mean, a lot of people are... Oh.
Uh-oh. I don't see the eyeballs. What's that mean?
Goo was there yesterday. He was walking the field before the game, and
that was a great time. Shout out to Bob.
He was walking on the sidelines, acting like a big shot before the game, and he starts taking a video, and he goes, "We're gonna lose by 100."
Well, that's why I'm not seriously, man. I kept it real. Oh, you a beer or a soda? But yeah, come on, man. That game went just like I thought, except the fact that they got the oh, by the way, two touchdowns and had the ball. That was a head scratcher. But when it was all said and done, partner, and the dust settled, Niners got to 4-4, and you just hit the nail on the head. The last segment, Donnie. Everything that the Niners set out to accomplish this year is still, no matter, it hadn't been pretty, is still right in front of them. And for that, you got to be excited, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Niner fans, how are you feeling about that win? Was it good enough? Now, I know all the problems don't get solved in one game, but with the bye week looming, and the 49ers not playing again for 13 days.
Damn.
I essentially look at last night's game as a big win. They've had two games this year where if they lose, they're in big trouble, and they've won them both. So now that gives them, I don't want to say breathing room, but they don't have to be perfect. They just have to be pretty good the second half of the season, and that should be good enough. The question is this team getting better right now? And certainly in the third quarter they did last night.
How about healthier? Would you? Well, we don't know until they come back. But by all accounts, you teased, Donnie, you're going to play the update on McCaffrey. But if that is true, which I do believe that at some point they're coming back, I mean, man, what if they're 5-4, 6-4, if it's two more weeks, but you add that to a winning record? Watch out.
This is Ian Rapoport, NFL Network.
Kyle put you on the spot to ask about Christian McCaffrey, and you said what Peter just did to confirm that perhaps the optimism is that CMC would be back by after the 49ers bye week. Is it still tracking that way?
Yeah, that is my understanding. In fact, what teams do, they go mostly away for the bye weeks, but the 49ers are planning a bonus practice, which I think a lot of teams do. My understanding is Christian McCaffrey is expected to participate in that bonus practice, which will be the first time we see him, if reporters are allowed, out on the field in a while. And then he has been ramping up. He has been running, as we said, on flat ground, which is a great place to run, much better than in the whirlpool. And I would not be surprised if he is out there November 10th. That has been the target, and he has had no setbacks. So that is a very good thing for Christian McCaffrey.
All right, it's a good thing for the Niners, too. So I'm operating under the expectation that Christian McCaffrey is going to play against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2 weeks
I'm
from
with you.
Yesterday.
All right, I'm with you.
Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
Good, gentlemen, good. Good win yesterday. Still gave me a little bit of a scare once I saw that that last-minute touchdown by CD. I was like, man, here we go again. Are we really going to lose this all over again, just like we've done in the past? But we pulled it off, and so it's a good win. I just want us to get some consistency and get a couple of wins in a row now out of anything. The other thing I wanted to point out was there was a Steiny, you said there was a texter earlier in the show saying that Bosa still isn't doing enough. I have to disagree with that. Yeah. Watching the game yesterday, I can count just alone on my hand five different times that he was being double-teamed and basically just being held down on the freaking field at that point. You know, and he still got the play. He still got plays made out there. So I have to disagree that he's not that he is doing. You know, he is doing what he can to do now. You just can't help sometimes when you're getting double-teamed and getting flattened to the field by two people. The other thing I also wanted to say was, can Brock – look, I like that he is, you know, using his legs a lot more, but can he please learn to slide? With all the injuries that we've had so far, the last thing we need is our general on the field getting a concussion of some sort or some sort of injury by going head first. Yeah. He really needs to fix that. I'm just worried that he's going to get hurt by not sliding and just diving forward at that point.
Yeah, we had a caller call and say the same thing. Jan, she said the same thing as you about him sliding.
Exactly. And, Goo, I have one last question for you, and this is no hate or anything. Were you wearing your Cowboy jersey yesterday?
Yeah, I had it all on. Yeah, me and the missus had it all on. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Then you know what? I have a lot more respect for you now, man, as a Cowboy fan, because if you didn't wear it, I was gonna have to say something, bro.
Oh, no. I'm just down in the dumps. I'm always
– I don't mind a Cowboy jersey, but the real question hasn't been asked, and that is you didn't have a credential, right? A press credential.
No, we sat in Section 400.
Yeah, you were just a fan.
Yeah, but we had the credentials to get on the field.
Did it say press on it or just a field pass?
Field pass.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Oh, you're saying, because I get your drift.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, even you know that.
Hater alert, yeah.
Even you know that. I mean, if, you know.
Yeah, we was geared down. No. Hey, when saw Evan and Lowe, hopped on for about 3 minutes on the show.
Like, for example, when I,
like 11 minutes.
You know, for example, when I was, a few years back when I was following the Atlanta Hawks, and, you know, I actually wore a Hawks shirt to a game.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just
you can't do it.
You can't go to the press room.
You just want to talk basketball. Right.
Give us a Curry update. Dude, I didn't
sprained his ankle and he'll miss the next two games at least. There it is. Day to day.
Well, that's not official.
Yes, it is. Take it to the bank. I've seen Curry play 16 years. I know what he looks like after he sprains an ankle. It's going to be day-to-day, but he's not going to play the next 2 days.
Dude, but that walk-off to the locker room was cryptic. I didn't like that. Yeah.
What do you mean by cryptic?
The way he was hobbling and he needed help, assistance. Like, normally it's like, you know, I'll meet you back there. Come on, let's go. This one was kind of a like, you know what I'm saying? Like, did you need the arms around the shoulder to keep you up, man? So he told Steve it was mild or like salsa, medium or mild or what have you. But I'm like, we'll let the MRI tell us.
So the walk back to the locker room was mysterious.
Not mysterious.
Or obscure.
No, he was in pain. Okay. Three dudes accompanied him. Yeah, three guys went with him, right?
Yeah.
Second time.
I was locked in on the Niners.
Okay. Well, I watched it when I got home.
I'll go back and watch the Warriors, maybe. But I watched all the highlights.
Yeah. Lost at home. Home opener.
No, they don't win at home. They stink at home.
See, but I thought
they're like
that
Jordan
was over.
Mason in the red zone. Why would you think it's over? They hadn't had a home game.
I'm a fight for JP Mason.
Had a home game, so why would you think that was over?
Because we saw the...
They went on the road. They did all that last year.
The connectivity
year.
And right. Clay's not here and all. Right.
They stink
the
at home. They're going to be good on the road. Nothing's changed.
No, that better not be it.
Oh, really? Without Curry, you think they're going to win the next two games?
I love how you can just so smoothly sneak a question in.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it.
I'm worried. It's early. But, dude, that depth thing is about to be tested. How about if he missed? That's 2 weeks at least just to be. Yeah, come on now. Dr. Darryl can tell you that.
Let me put the rat on the table. Depth does not mean anything if Curry is the guy who's hurt.
That's how I got it on my scorecard, right.
Sorry, we need Steph.
Stoddy, honestly, real quick, we'll get to Niners.
Yeah.
2 weeks at least, you think?
I wouldn't speculate on that. I would only speculate on two games at least.
All right.
When's our next
Tuesday
game after
Wednesday?
I know. When's the game after Wednesday?
That I don't know.
Do we know?
No.
Evan's the kind of guy that's got.
Well, he's got the pre and post tomorrow.
See, I know when Evan's not listening to the show.
Well, he's got a life.
That's up for debate. But Evan, do you know who they play after when he doesn't? All right. Saturday Rockets.
Yep. Bring on the Rocket. Dre didn't finish last night.
Did he start?
Yes. Dude, that was weird. Wow.
Triple double alert? I didn't see his numbers. Yeah. It looked like he had 2 points though.
Stop, man.
There you go. Jimmy in Bayview. What's the talk about Shanahan?
Kyle.
Yeah, and here we go again. Here we go again. It's a victory Monday, and you know who doesn't call
J-Dog.
J-Dog. Oh, did you see Shanahan in his bag?
And
wow.
You better tell him.
Wow. Woo! What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? Yeah?
Yes, sir.
That was a big win. The 49ers saved their season. I mean, I'm happy. I'm happy for the Niners. But what I wanted to bring up is whenever somebody says fire Shanahan, which yours truly does, everybody goes, well, who are you going to get? And Belichick's available, and he's going to have a team next year. So what I'm saying is Shanahan's evaluation is, for me, sped up to this season. You better figure it out because he is – a much better Mark Jackson in my book.
Oh my.
And Belichick, Steve Kerr, because we also have financial issues. We got a bloated payroll, and Belichick has no problem sending those people away. So, what do you guys think? Thanks.
You know what? I'll just be honest with
nowhere,
you.
Please.
I don't see Belichick being the coach of the 49ers.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't, like, you know why? I don't see him.
Well, they don't need him.
He's fitting with Jed York.
And he's got to 2 Super Bowls in the last 5 years, Donnie. Come on, man.
By the way.
Come on. Let's put some respect.
The NFL will address something that happened last night. I cannot be the only one who saw this. You're not going to know what I'm talking about because it was TV.
All right.
So I don't know what was going on last night, but I'm watching the game on my big screen, and for whatever reason, it felt like the picture was so crystal clear that it just was never like that before. And they show Kyle Shanahan on that screen with his play sheet over his mouth. I'll tell you what.
Dude, give it to me.
I mean, I could almost read, not that I would know how to decipher it, but you can.
It's incredible,
man. You can see a lot of that play sheet, and I swear to God, in the first quarter, he's got that play sheet in front of him, talking behind it. They're showing it on the television screen. He looks up, and I wonder if they were showing it on the big screen in the stadium, because I could have sworn he looked up, looked a little annoyed, and just, like, started walking down the sidelines, like, to get away from where the camera was.
Wow.
And McCarthy's play sheet has the little steel rings. You know, it's got about 4 sheets on it. It's got the steel ring notebook.
Yeah.
No, it looked updated. Yeah. It was color-coordinated. I mean, I'll tell you what. You cannot tell me that anybody who's knowledgeable about football or a football coach, if you couldn't have stopped
to see the play.
I'm telling you.
HD!
888-957-9570. Am I off my rocker? Did anybody else notice that if they were watching it on television last night? Let's go to Aaron in San Jose. Hey, Aaron, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
Hey, what's up, Goo? It's your boy Aaron from Twitter. How are you doing today, Goo?
Oh, wow, Aaron. I'm kind of mad. Man, he worked with us at the old building. What, the Dodger fan? What's up, Aaron? We got into it on Twitter. Hey, what's up, baby?
Get him, Aaron.
Oh, My question for Goo is, sure, you had your Cowboys jersey on. How long did you keep it on before you switched over to your Niners jersey, Goo?
Dude, listen, I don't own a Niners jersey, and I love Aaron. I don't own a Niners jersey.
You were given one. Listen, you were gifted one by one of our listeners.
Aaron called me, Mouth. Can you sit this one out? Lay out. Listen, Aaron, I know the material you're running, but you're nothing like me. I am the diest of hardest of fans. So don't come for me. It doesn't work. It's called the job, and it's called being from the Bay. Something you need to learn about is called objectivity. And that's what I have, bro. And you insult me every time you say that I got my dedentance on under my clothes.
Hey, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
I remember who you are.
Yeah.
Go Dodgers.
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Look at him.
Yes, sir. Dodgers and four.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks,
hey,
Aaron.
I didn't mean to. I cussed at you, but you know I didn't mean
get
it.
Get him,
Aaron. I love you.
No, I know that, Goo. I know that, Goo. I love you, too, man. Yeah. Love you.
This is my guy. This is my guy, right? This is what life's about. You call after a tweet, and you hash it out.
Yeah.
We need more of that.
Yeah,
I feel better.
Well, that's maturity.
I thought the boss was going to
swearing on Twitter. Wow.
I thought the boss was going to call
you
me.
You're in a league of your
tell
own.
Tell me to take it down, but he didn't call me. He left me alone. Anyway, do you remember him now, eh? The DJ.
Yeah.
He was more. I feel better, man.
He was a man alone at the old building as a Dodger fan. I remember that.
What are you watching tonight? We got too much.
You mean the football?
Lakers, Suns.
Okay.
Steelers, Giants.
Oh, yeah.
Game 3 in New York.
No interest.
In what?
The World Series. Sorry.
This is all shtick.
Lakers, Suns.
Yeah, and what are those two? Seriously.
49er Frankie, watch three at one time.
Watch this.
It's feasible.
You know what? I'll be happy to do this. Suns, Lakers.
Right.
Okay.
Steelers, Giants.
World Series. Which one are you watching?
I'm watching all three.
I'm not.
I mean, what are you missing from
if they're all at the same time?
Yes.
And most people don't have 7 screens.
You need
then what
two.
Are you watching?
But Stanley, you could use your phone for a screen, your laptop.
It's not that important.
See,
to me.
And that.
Oh
that,
yeah, you can see
I'm
a lot.
Breaking
you
out
can
high.
Really, you can really see that strike zone on a phone. Yeah, that's fun.
Dude, did you see those two games play out? They went down to the wire.
No, I didn't.
Wow. You're missing out, man.
Yeah, I saw the highlights. Watch the All-22. It's actually the All-18. Get it?
And I'm up here laughing is what's so sad about it, man. You'll be watching.
Kyle Schett, I'll try to get. Right. I can't get to it all, and then I have to prioritize.
Right.
Kyle Shanahan, what'd you say to the team at half?
Stop having penalties. There was no message. It was, we got to stop hurting ourselves. I think 7.5 yards of play in the first half and had a bunch of big penalties that I thought really hurt us. You know, Debo's obvious one getting called back, a couple of the holdings on some long runs. And then, you know, missing that fourth down was big. Felt we were doing some good stuff, but we hurt ourselves. And it was nice to start off third quarter and go down and score right away. And D started rolling. I think we got a turnover the next drive and did it again and got on a little groove there for a little bit.
All right, that's Kyle Shanahan. Yeah, that's what he said to Melissa Stark on the halftime interview.
I mean,
we saw some mistakes.
Yeah, we saw some long plays. Kittle had one for 43 yards. Debo for 47.
I thought your boy.
And Pearsall for 39, just running with the wind.
I thought your boy on that first long Debo reception, if he turns his head,
yeah,
he could make a play on it.
Kendricks.
He didn't. Yeah,
he shouldn't have that assignment. He can't keep up with that type of speed. And he was coming off an injury.
Oh,
so the
boy.
Point goes to who? The play caller for
Shanahan.
Drawing that up. Yeah.
Yeah, Shanny.
Kyle.
Now, he was in his bag.
A better ball, maybe Debo scores.
But maybe a better ball he didn't even catch. And by the way, the fourth down, Kyle, that was on Purdy. It was behind him.
He's like, are they really throwing it? But they were.
888-957-9570 is the number. How you feeling about that game, Niner fans? The question I'm asking is, was it good enough last night? And does it make you feel good? Or do you still think, well, you know, the Cowboys aren't very good. And we almost gave up a game losing score again and we couldn't put them away. I'm looking at it positively because of all the contributions they got from their young players. Six rookies by my count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, six rookies participating and being a part of the win. Look, they've been without McCaffrey the whole year.
Man,
Debo's missed a few games. Ayuk's going to miss the rest of the season.
Hargrave's gone.
They've weathered the injury storm at least through eight games, and now the question becomes, can they get healthy and start winning games at a higher clip?
Tell me real quick here why a 49er fan shouldn't feel as good as the Seattle victory, where the you were up 20 points in that game, and it got down to six, and Geno Smith had the ball, you know, with the chance to go up, but you picked him off. So, I mean, I don't think you could style point the Niners right now in 2024 being with the list of injuries so long and who's on there. So to me, Stoney, the bottom line is you got the dub, you're 4-4, you got what, 13 days off. Hopefully you get back on the field in Tampa Bay and McCaffrey's back there. That's when I think Niner fans will start feeling good. But how can you really be mad or scoff at a 4-4 with everything that's gone on this season?
Well, because you were expecting them once again to have a great year, 12 or 13 wins like they did a year ago, and get back to the Super Bowl. And there have been a variety of reasons why they're 4-4. But the question is, can they become a Super Bowl contender before the end of the season? If you don't think they are now, I'm not going to fight you on it. But it kind of doesn't matter if you're a Super Bowl contender right now.
Wow.
It matters if you're a Super Bowl contender in 6 weeks. And they've got some time to heal up, and we'll see how it all goes. This is Kyle Shanahan on how he was feeling on the Cowboys' last possession. That possession, of course, where they made no noise.
Big. When you're up 17 or whatever it was, 13, take it to a six-point game and you're getting the ball with 3 minutes left. I mean, that's just normal football. For the D to struggle for a couple series like they did, and then when they got it back for a possible game-winning drive to go 4-and-out was huge.
Can I listen to this again?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Because this is – he snuck it in there.
He did. He told the truth, though.
He snuck it in there.
Big. When you're up 17 or whatever it was, 13, take it to a six-point game and you're getting the ball with 3 minutes left. I mean, that's just normal football. For the D to struggle for a couple series like they did, and then when they got it back for a possible game-winning drive to go 4-and-out was huge.
Yeah, so
– I love him, man.
So basically he was asked how concerned he was, and you know what he said? He said, we were up 17.
Yeah.
They got the ball back down six. That's normal football. It happens. You saw what happened with the Commanders and the Bears.
Well,
how many
Lord.
Games come down to the last possession? I'll bet a fair percentage
last
of them.
Last night's game came down to the last possession.
Exactly.
But, Stoney, why did I hear him say, hey, Guru, I heard you earlier say you wanted to give the Niner defense a pass because they went to prevent defense. He said no. He said that they got had two times, and Dallas got the game within 6 points. So he didn't sugarcoat that as, oh, we just called the dogs off. That's what I appreciated. That's why it was so scary in real time, and I text you, Evan and Spadoni, like, this is not about to happen because of the two prior possessions, which resulted in CeeDee Lamb TDs. That's why I was like, well, that shocked me. I was still hadn't got over that. I'm like, the trifecta's coming? And it didn't. It did not. It didn't even get off the ground.
Right, but I do think the bigger point here is what fans pull hair over is something that
you're saying
professional coaches expect. And, yeah, the 49ers are up 27-10. If they get a turnover there, it's over. Or they get a stop there, it's over. But what Kyle Shanahan, I hear him saying is, guys, you got to wake up. You can't win every game by 25 points. And we were up 17. They cut it to six. That's normal football. It's a game of runs, and the 49ers turned the faucet off when they had to. Yeah.
Now, he's a part of it, though, Stoney. 12-12 left in the game in the fourth quarter, up 17, 31. You call the pass play, almost got picked. It didn't, but had you ran it,
and you know
you'd
what?
Probably get it first.
You know what
and
I
they
would
don't
say?
Even get to go down there to get it within 10. They, you know what I mean? Like,
but it didn't happen.
It didn't.
And the other thing I would say
get you
is
beat a different against a better team.
Well, the other thing I would say is, you know, that play by Purdy that could have gotten picked off. I hate to say it, but he's still a young quarterback. He's still a young quarterback. And he tried to make a little too much happen there, and luckily he got away with it. And he didn't throw an interception. That ball was going to be hard to intercept. It was spinning like a top.
But it was there.
Yeah, it was. And you know what? They ended up scoring on the drive after the punt. Now, maybe they score sooner there, give themselves more than one opportunity late in the game. But I thought Brock Purdy was really, really good.
No interceptions to me, Stoney. That's my biggest offensive takeaway.
And this is Kyle on Purdy's first half. Well, you know what? I'll play it on the other side because we're up against it a little bit. That'll give me a chance to say 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners 30-24 win over Dallas. They were up 27-10. And my question to 49ers fans is, what do you put more stock into? The way they got that 27-10 lead, or the concern over the Cowboys having a possession with a chance to drive the field, score, kick an extra point, and win the game? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
It's your boy Guru, and you know Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action with over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up 100 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. Now they've invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. Speaking of hitting, tonight's action, we got the Steelers and Giants Monday Night Football. The lock of the day is George Pickens will have more than 4.5 receptions. You heard it here first. Prize Picks is the best way to win real money this football season. Which players are going off? Which ones aren't? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long. Download the app today and use my code GURU957 to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code GURU957. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.